Syngenta Horticulture. Technical information at your fingertips. Online, on socials, on podcast. We'll have some truly innovative crop protection products for ornamentals to tell you about over the coming months. Launches always excite us, not just because of the potential to improve your control of pests, diseases, or weeds, but because any new product is something we'll have been working on for a very long time. Developing chemistry-based products takes 8 to 10 years from the point when we discover a compound to the stage where you can start treating your crops. That's because plant protection products are among the most thoroughly researched, tested, and regulated of anything you'll use on your nursery. So I want to say a little about what's involved in bringing you a new plant growth regulator or pest, disease, and weed control product. It all starts with the search for molecular compounds with potential. Carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and other elements like phosphorus and sulfur can all be assembled to make organic molecules in an almost infinite number of ways, but only about 1 in 100,000 of the molecules we look at eventually makes it as a product. Fortunately, it's not a random lucky dip. We know from our own research, as well as the findings of other scientists, what aspects of the biology of a pest, disease, or weed are most susceptible to being disrupted. And advances in molecular biology and genetics are giving us an increasingly detailed picture of the specific molecular mechanisms that control, for example, a weed's respiration, a pathogen's growth, and development of an insect's muscle control. Many active substances work because their molecular structure mimics, at least in part, that of an enzyme or hormone or other biological molecule, or one of their components, in the organism that we want to control. And that can put a brake on the whole chain of metabolic reactions. So you can think of it like your kids building bricks, which depend on an interlocking studs to hold them together. So a brick of the wrong size or shape, say for example a small 2-stud one, instead of the 8-stud one that's called for, will still click into position, but it'll stop you completing what you were trying to build. We now have some highly sophisticated databases and computer models which use this molecular knowledge to predict the kinds of chemistry we should be concentrating on that will be most likely to have the properties to target those mechanisms effectively. The upshot is our research scientists can build a picture of the shapes and chemical characteristics of molecules that hold promise as an active substance and work out how to synthesize them in quantities large enough for the first stages of testing. Computer modeling can also help us predict whether a molecule, while it might have been a promising active substance, will be more inclined to prompt resistance in a pest, and give an early indication of its likely environmental and human safety. That way, we can quickly rule out those which will never make it to market before investing too much time and effort in further R&D. Syngenta's chemists and biologists are some of the best and most experienced in the business. We employ around 5,000 scientists altogether, who start the search for synthetic compounds that eventually form the basis of some of Syngenta's new crop protection products for farmers and growers. More recently, they've also been using their biochemical knowledge to identify sources of potential crop protection ingredients amongst the natural biochemistry of plants, fungi, and bacteria. It's not surprising, really. Evolution over millions of years has equipped each species with its own set of chemical defences against pests, parasites, and pathogens, while many also secrete compounds that prevent competitors coming too close. Of course, it's not a new idea. As you probably know, pyrethroid insecticides are synthetic versions of naturally occurring pyrethrins, compounds originally discovered in the seeds of certain members of the daisy family. And abamectin, the active in our widely used insecticide Dynamec, is one of a group of compounds discovered in the 1970s as a molecule secreted by the naturally occurring soil bacterium Streptomyces avomatilis, which, when analysed, was found to have insecticide properties. It works by disrupting the pest's nervous system. Our knowledge of the genetic relationships between species and of their ecology helps us pinpoint the ones most likely to yield the kinds of compounds that could be developed into safe and effective crop protection products. Finding them in nature is just the start. Synthetic copies are often more cost-effective to produce, so our scientists still need to analyse their chemistry and structure, and along the way may be able to work out how to modify them to make them safer and more effective. Once we've identified likely molecules, whether based on natural compounds or completely synthetic, laboratory analysis is used to confirm their activity and potential. Those that pass are taken to the first stage of biological screening tests, for example, exposing insect larvae, fungal cultures, or weed seedlings to small doses. At the same time, we start to determine these compounds' likely side effects and hence their safety to the environment, to wildlife, and of course, to people. For every 100,000 molecules we initially consider, just 30 are still with us by the third year of development when we start to evaluate potential uses and begin work on assembling the safety and the environmental data that we'll need for registrations around the world. So given that we have to look at around 100,000 molecules to find just one which will eventually reach the market as a fungicide, insecticide, or herbicide, that's a process that can take 8 to 10 years, you won't be surprised to learn it's not just time-consuming, but eye-wateringly costly. We spend as much as £350 million to bring a new molecule to market and invest around £1.4 billion a year on all of our R&D, which is why it's so important that we weed out as early as possible those which won't meet registration standards or prove commercially viable. Even so, the early stage research phase of product development can account for up to a third of the total cost. It also explains why all of our new products for specialist crops, such as ornamentals, have to be based on actives targeted at crops of global significance, such as cereals, corn, rice, or cotton. And that's so that we can recoup our R&D investment. What that does mean, of course, is that while we still might have to adjust the formulation and run more trials to ensure effectiveness and safety, we are at least starting with something where most of the R&D and registration work has already been completed. The first 4 years of R&D, screening and initial studies on safety and environmental impact, sees the candidate molecules whittled down from 100,000 we started with to just one. But there's still no guarantee it'll make it all the way. So now we start on the detail. Some of our chemists have to find the best way to manufacture the compound in commercial quantities, while their colleagues will be looking at the most appropriate formulations to maintain its activity after manufacture and enable you to apply it safely and effectively. The right packaging plays a role here, so we also begin working on that at the same time. Meanwhile, our biologists and crop scientists will start field trials to identify the most appropriate crops and pest, weed or disease targets, and to work out the doses, the rates, the application methods, and the timings and so on. Crucial at this stage are the studies needed to register a product for use, which can account for around 30% of the total cost of bringing a new active to market, a proportion that's increasing all the time as registration rightly becomes ever more stringent. Now, we're dealing with registration authorities in many different countries. Our team of specialists who keep up to date with international requirements have to anticipate several years in advance the evidence our toxicologists and environmental scientists will have to provide on the product's impact on animals, including bees and other beneficial insects. We need to show, when used correctly, that it won't leave any harmful residues and that it won't persist in the environment. It's a long and expensive journey from finding an effective molecule to getting it through registration and into the hands of you, our customers. The stringent regulations are challenging, but they mean that when we do bring a product to market, you can be sure it's safe, effective, and trust me, we know it very well indeed.